This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The Taliban says road links to Panjshir Valley are now open and food and other supplies can now be transported. The insurgent group said they had taken over the valley, ending remnants of resistance against their rule. Shortly after, the group said electricity, cell phone, and internet services would be restored soon. The Taliban have taken over the provincial capital and the governor's compound in the valley and shared videos of their fighters in the capital. Meanwhile, in an audio message on his Facebook page, resistance leader Ahmad Massoud said his forces are still present in Panjshir and will continue to fight the Taliban. Earlier in the day, pro-resistance Twitter accounts claim their fighters retreated to the mountains to regroup, but that they will continue to fight. The leader of the UK opposition singled out the government's handling of the Afghan withdrawal on Monday. Keir Starmer saying a lack of planning and leadership had let down British troops and left many behind to whom we owe so much. Starmer told Parliament the government's actions had been complacent and wrong by assuming there was no path to military victory for the Taliban in Afghanistan. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said sanctions could be imposed on the Taliban government if they did not keep to their commitments. The Prime Minister said the British government will do everything they can to help those who want to leave Afghanistan do so safely. Johnson said 311 people eligible to come to Britain under the Afghan Relocations and Assistance Policy Scheme were still in the country. We continue to follow this story and others on VOAnews.com. Go there for the very latest. This is VOA.